Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
My take on it with Your Angelic Karma. Today is Thursday, Jueves, 20th, Nueve de Julio, 29th of July. We're moving in towards August, most definitely. And I woke up this morning thinking about divorce, which is like, okay, I have two under my belt. And I've been married twice. I have like, And a whole lot of questions came to me when I was thinking about it. And even when we go to the word on the street and people having similar questions, a lot of people were, somebody was asking, how much time does it take to get over a marriage that lasted 20 something years? That's how long my second one lasts. But we're going to talk about divorce though, and the reason behind divorce in the United States specifically. And then the questions went on about some people, how long did it take to get over a marriage that had lasted 40-something years? Where people had actually, they were asking the questions because they had been in those long-term marriages. So it divorce and marriage endings, it opened up a completely different can of worms and questions. So let's go back, let's rewind it to divorce. And here in the United States, statistically, and you can do your own research, it is said that 40%, if I'm not mistaken, of marriages end in divorce in the United States specifically, and that the average marriage lasts 7 years. Now, I've been divorced twice, and they say that the second marriage lasted the shortest amount of time. That's incorrect. I was married a long time the first time. I was quite young, and then the last marriage lasted 22 years. It lasts even longer. This second marriage did. Now, so I don't think that that's correct. Sometimes the second marriage can last the longest because you already have experience and practice with the first one. So you kind of know what you want and what you don't want, what to do, how to be in a relationship with a person. And you could actually be older in the second marriage. You're taking full responsibility for your choice in a mate. Though it may not last, it depends. I initiated both of my divorces. The first one I already told you all in the podcast. It was because I was quite young. My children's father, he was 8 years older than I was. And I was quite young when I married. But the marriage did last over years. And more than seven. And the second marriage, it lasts 22 years. I've been married, as I stated in the podcast, the majority of my life I've been married. And I'm 48. And marriages are, and I remember in talking about getting over a long-term marriage, 22 years, I remember on my YouTube channel, I would put up pictures of me and my ex-husband, and somebody sent me an email. They were like, why are you putting up pictures of you and your ex-husband? You just want people to know you've been married. Well, this person speaking out of turn and probably jealousy and envy didn't know that I had already been married. And that when you live in a house with a man for 22 years, even though it ends in divorce, and we've been not together for 5 years now. So this was like the third year of the separation, me talking about it and putting the pictures up so that my YouTube people could see. You don't get over it in a night like that. Even though if you initiate, you don't get over it like that. It's a little bit more than a 2 or 3 year boyfriend, girlfriend type relationship, you know? And because he and I ended on good terms, we were friends and we still are. After the divorce, where there are no issues, the divorce settles that emotionally and mentally, so why not be friends? And plus he was still trying and still tries to come back. So I guess a lot of women or people that have not been married, they don't know that. And why would somebody be trying to, I'm getting off topic, showing that they're married? Marriage is easy to get. I've been married, I'm 48, I've been married the majority of my life. the majority of it. Every man asks marriage that I've been with and associated with romantically, they always ask for marriage. So marriage isn't anything you need to parade around or you throw it up. Because only a person that has never been asked to be married or a man has never proposed to would have that type of mentality. Our relationships with me have ended in marriage like that. And the next one will most definitely end in marriage. Now is, I have a marriage proposal pending, actually, that I'm trying to hold off because I've been divorced twice. So it's like, so marriage is something easy to get. It's like getting a job. Now is where, and the person that is, has the job or the decision to give you the job or offer you the job, they see your potential and your worth as a marriage partner if it's marriage, and that man is going to propose like that. So it's just like a job. They see your resume and they see what you have to offer and value, your value, so they're going to offer you the job like that or the promotion. So that's how marriage is for me. Now, so especially with my moon being in Capricorn. So we're going to go backwards and talk about marriage and the divorce in the United States, with it being at 40% of marriages in the divorce, and they let the average marriage last 7 years. That may be statistics for this day and age. Because back in the day, our parents' generation and before that, marriages were lasting 40, 60 years, a damn lifetime. And we could say that is because back then, women didn't have the option to divorce. If they were unhappy in the marriage, they stayed in the marriage. They had no other choice. Or it could have been for financial reasons that they were staying in the marriage and children. Because back then, women were, when they were not allowed to, well, the poor women, which was surprising to me, that came up in a podcast I talked about last week, where the poor women have always worked in the United States. And you know, when we talk about wealth in the United States, everybody's like, well, my family wasn't wealthy. I didn't come from a wealthy family like that. So everybody, nobody's wealthy in the United States. Nobody came from a history of wealth in the United States. Everybody was poor. So poor women have always worked. Traditionally, even back in the day in the United States, they were washing the clothes of the rich women. Where there were no rich women, let women and people tell in the United States, everybody was poor like that. So history wasn't what it said that it was, you know. So the United States, the country of delusions, are outright deceit and lies. Now, so. I'm eating yogurt. So we go with the mentality of the women today where nobody came from a rich family. Everybody's family was poor. That means that all women have always worked, because the poor women back in the day when women were not allowed to work, they still worked. You were going to be a maid cleaning a rich person that didn't exist home if you didn't come from a rich family. Now, you were going to be washing a rich woman's clothing. The rich woman didn't exist, could let American people tell it. There were no wealthy people. They didn't come from a wealthy family. That's what the majority of them state. Well, hell, who would... Anywho, so women have always had to work. That's my point. Especially those that state that, well, we didn't take part in such and such because we didn't come from a rich family. We didn't come from wealth. So that means that because statistically, if you go back in the day, poor women had to work to help the poor husband babysitting rich women's children, the rich women that didn't exist. Or that means that women have always had to work. Unless you were rich, a rich woman with a rich husband, came from a rich family. But let Americans tell it, those people didn't exist. Or there were only two families like that in the entire United States. So you can't... Let me move on. Now, so all women were working. All women have always worked because all women in the United States, let them tell it, they were poor. They coming from a poor family. So all women worked. So the divorce rates in the past, it wasn't due to the woman had to, it had to be because the marriage was lasting longer. So it had to be because the why were the marriages lasting longer if the woman was already financially independent because she had to work because she was poor, because rich families and rich people didn't exist, so there were no rich and wealthy women. And there may, if they were, there were maybe only two families of rich and wealthy people. That's how America's changed history. Now, so all the women have already been, always been financially independent in the United States with that mentality and mindset and lie. So that they tell about the have and the have nots. So they were not, the reason that they were staying married was they were already independent financially. If they were poor, because they had to work, she had to work still. So to help ends meet in the home life. So what was the reason the marriages were lasting longer? Maybe because, I guess back then the United States was a little bit more religious and the stigma of divorce was an embarrassment. Or wanting to, and that could have been why it lasted longer. Marriage may have been more respected back then. People were maybe a little bit more traditional now. And in the social stigma of divorce. But we can fast forward that now to 2021. And that's some of the reasons now. The social stigma of divorce. And the United States is most definitely not a religious country. So it won't be, the overall mentality isn't of a religious doctrine. So the marriages aren't staying together because of religious belief. So what is the reason for so many divorces in this day and age when women have already been always been financially independent from the beginning? Now, so, okay, and now they're financially independent still, but they can compete for better paying jobs. That's the only difference that has changed financially. Because they were poor, which the majority of them claim to be, because they don't want to associate themselves with wealthy or rich family, because they'll have to associate themselves with slavery. So none of them were wealthy or rich. Those families didn't exist. And if they did exist, it was only two families. So all of them were poor, and all the poor women had to work. So that denotes and calculates itself to women having always been able to work. They've always been able to work. Now the only change with women working outside the home is that they could compete more with men financially and get higher paying jobs. That's what my mind is calculating it into if we go by how they change history to suit them and not think that an intelligent person is going to come and add more to that and use it with other things to make a point. And I'm that person. So it's like, and we are live once again. Welcome back. So now they can compete with the men for better paying jobs. Okay. Now, a lack of compatibility could be the reason that the divorces happen. I told you all with me and my ex-husband in marriage, lasted for 22 years. He was from a different country, foreign country, not born here, not raised here in the United States, not having gone to school here. We married, most definitely different culture beliefs, different country of origin beliefs, different languages, different everything. In the United States, the people are quite compatible because they state that they like staying within their own culture group when they get married. So what's so much of an incompatibility when a marriage will only last for 7 years on average? Now, so we break this down. I have Saturn and Gemini astrologically. So it can't be that much of incompatibility because they really, white people stay with white people, black people stay with black. So what's the, and they are all from the United States because we're talking about divorce in the United States. So what's this lack of incompatibility are they speaking of? Now, and so what in the hell is it? And do they marry? Why was the lack of compatibility found out before the marriage happened? Or is it the excitability of having a wedding and throwing everything else in the backseat of your mind and not bringing it up and not accepting the writing that's on the wall because a wedding is about to take place? What is it? This is a question because I don't know. I'm just tossing it around in my head. And is so. And then the same people will say that money isn't important. That's what they'll be saying all over. Money isn't important. But the majority of the United States, the majority of the people here are white American, and the men are the highest earners financially. So the women are always stating that money isn't important. I guess that's easy to state if you know on average that the man you come across is going to earn more than you, so you cannot place it as important because you know it's a guarantee. usually. So is money the reason that the divorces are happening? Maybe he didn't make enough. Maybe Bill walked by and he makes more than Jim does. So you divorce. But in either case, whoever you marry, it is highly likely that they will make more than you. So it's easy for you to preach around that money isn't important. Now, you women that come from a different culture background, how do you feel about women that say money isn't important when they are already guaranteed to come across someone that makes more than them? So it doesn't have to be important because it is a guarantee that they're highly likely to come across that. So why is it statistically that American people, women initiate most of divorces and it's for money? When the majority of the population of the United States are white Americans and they're marrying the most, and their men are usually, they 9 times out of 10, it's highly likely they're going to make more than them. So is it greed that's one of the highest forms of reason for divorce? I'm just tossing this around in my head. I'm just thinking out loud. I have Saturn in Gemini. So, and then it's like, and another thing is, let's talk about, is it a lack of sexual compatibility in the marriage that is called in divorce? Because you can't go into a marriage expecting not to have sex. So is it when people are getting into the marriage, they realize they married a man and that he has a sex drive and they'll have to continue to please him, which should also be pleasing themselves if they're in love with him. And then they start not wanting to do that. So they can want a divorce because there's a sexual incompatibility, or there's a realization that sex and marriage go hand in hand and it's an expression of love and there's an expectation for that. Now, or is it the divorce is so high in the United States because of falling out of love? Well, and then women in the United States say love is unconditional. This is just me thinking out loud. So if love is unconditional, the reason for getting a divorce can't be because you fell out of love. Because if love is unconditional, that means that you're not in the relationship for what it to, you don't have any conditions, they don't have any expectations to meet like that. So that can't be the reason for divorce. And also the women in the United States will say that you don't give in order to receive. This is what the women say. So the divorce can't be because of an imbalance, because they already state that they are not giving to receive and that you're not a good person if you're giving in order to receive. So they will be giving selflessly. So they're not divorcing because of that, because they will be in agreement with giving and not receiving like that. So what in the hell is it, is what I'm thinking. What do you all think it is? Now, is where for me, myself, and I feel that I'm the only honest person here in the United States, I divorced the first husband. I was quite young. You're unbelievably young. If I threw the number out, you all would be shocked. The second husband, it was because the relationship, we were both Sagittarius sun signs. The relationship was quite freedom-like in the beginning, and from all throughout it, I already told you all this, there was an amount of freedom that I would allow most definitely and welcome, because it gave me the time to focus on my actual work. My moon is in Capricorn, and my work and wanted what my goals and what I want to accomplish in life. And he liked freedom. His moon was in Gemini. So we both like freedom. Now, sometimes things can get so free in a relationship where it's kind of easy to get a relationship up. And have that type of marriage. Where it doesn't have to be a traditional one. Where, for example, so much freedom where they can live in their house, you can live in yours, and you two could be married. Or you two can live together, they could travel the world, they could do whatever, you two could be married, and you would be okay with that. That type of freedom. Or because my moon is in Capricorn, I do like traditional relationships, but my type of traditional and what I deem as traditional, which would also incorporate freedom. But I do like the man to be the man. I like masculine men. And I'm the only honest woman in the United States. And I like men that make money. I like men that make more than me and is the breadwinner and is traditional, but a slightly slanted type of traditional, because my moon is in Capricorn. And I like making my own money, and I'm also independent. So it's kind of a strange combination of a man that it would take for me. Now, and I have a high sex drive. I have Mars, Mercury, and Venus in Scorpio sexually. So that would be the opposite of that would be for me would be the makings of a divorce of that combination. Though my ex-husband made less than me the whole 22 years and he had his own business, but I always made more than him. So divorce didn't happen because of that. It happened because of combinations of reasons and freedom being the most important. But I still want a, but if the relationship would have been more, if he would have, like the traditional role that the man or masculinity or something more would have been there, the marriage would have lasted and I would not have filed for divorce. That's my reason. And I'm sticking to it. Now, marriage number three is going to last the rest of my life. At that age, I'm like a fine wine. I get better with age. Now, so I kind of learn from the mistakes, how I'm tossing things in my mind now. So it's where the next marriage, my standards of criteria, my emotional fulfillment are front and center. Because I want my needs met, all of them. Now, in the other two marriages were practice. Well, the last marriage, the divorce, the recent divorce was practice. The first marriage, I was quite young. Now, is where I really didn't know what I want. The last marriage helped me decide what I want romantically. So, because it lasted 22 years and I was older. So is now this last marriage is going to be my list of criteria. I know what I want. I know what it takes to bring me emotional fulfillment. And I know what I have to offer. I know that I am a dime piece for a man to want to be married to. That means that they see my worth and value. Both of my ex-husbands want the marriage to continue. Now, and I've been dating for the last 2 months and people have already proposed marriage. So they see my worth and value. I see it now, so I have my list of criteria because I want my needs met because they already are going to be guaranteed that their needs are going to be met. Because even with my marriage that I ended, this last one that I ended, his needs were met fully. That's why he was still hanging on and still holding on now. So even though mine weren't met completely, I still was bringing 100% of me to the table. Now, so it's like, because I'm very generous. So is where that's the reason for me. I don't know what the hell is wrong with people in the United States. Until next time, thanks for listening. Bye.